A conference in California is incomplete without someone talking about wine and nuts. So I have the privilege to talk about wine and nuts, and with due acknowledgments to my co-authors from Fresno State and California, I'm going to talk about weed management in orchards and vineyards. And estimates from 2008 show that we have about a little above 24,000 acres of grapes in California, organic, and about 13,000 acres of tree nut crops, of which about 5,000 acres is under almonds. Now, the main challenge in these crops is in the rows. In between the rows, we have mowing and disking that can take care of the weeds, but it's the vine rows and the tree rows that is of challenge. And there are very few organic herbicides that are labeled for use, and there is a need for an economically viable system to take care of the weeds in these rows. So we decided to compare different weed control options in, and also look at the economics of weed control in organic raisin grape vineyards, organic wine grape vineyards, and an organic almond orchard. And these studies were conducted about 250 miles north of here, the nicer part of California, where we have only two seasons, smog and fog. So the raisin vineyard was Sunmade Growers, who probably you know from the brand name, Bronco Winery in Madera, and the CSU farm in Fresno, where we had the almond orchard trial. The vineyard trials were split plot design, and we had it in 2009, which is last year and part of this year too. And almond orchard trial also randomized complete. This was a randomized complete block conducted for 2 years, and we had four applications. So at the Sunmade Growers vineyard, it was an organic raisin grape vineyard where we had main plot treatments, untreated control, French plow, Bezirides cultivator. The plow and the cultivator are the mechanical tools, and steam, and an organic herbicide. And we split the plot in May with or without hand weeding. So that were our treatments. And in the wine vineyard, since it was a flat vineyard without any raised berms, we couldn't use the plow, so we had untreated control, a Bezirides cultivator, and steam, organic herbicide. And here we split the plots into hand weeding, no hand weeding, steam, and organic herbicide. So this is what the French plow looks like. It is a system that has been used for several years in the vineyards. And the Bezirides vine cultivator, this is the second tool that we used. These tools are designed, as soon as they hit the tree, the vine trunk, they spring back, so they don't really damage the vines. And then we had a steam machine called Stinger, manufactured by a company in Australia, and I can give you more details as we go along about this machine. Then we tried organic herbicides, just herbicide Green Match, which the active ingredient in it is limonene, D-limonin, and we had an organic surfactant to it. We applied the herbicide at a rate of 12.5 gallons per acre and a volume of 60 gallons per acre. We looked at weed control parameters like biomass and species composition. Then we looked at crop growth parameters. We also looked at the stem water potential to see if these weed competition had any effect on the water requirement of grape, and also looked at crop yield and quality. I'm not going to focus too much on water potential and crop yield, but I'll talk about weed control. So the French plow, as I said, it's like the preferred method that these vineyards have been using. It's a very good tool. It goes about 8, 10, 12 inches deep. It can rip off all the weeds, and it creates a very clean situation where you have more than 90% of weed control for 3 months. But we found that although this is a really good method for weed control, we still have to come back. The growers still have to come back and rebuild those berms, so there's some cost involved there. And the other disturbing thing we found was it's kind of damaging to the vine roots. I'm not a grape physiologist, but anything that destroys roots, I guess, is decreasing the life of vines. So that's something to take into account. The Bezirides cultivator, it undercuts weeds, and it's a pretty good system, not as disruptive as the French plow. But the main thing to remember with these systems is that you have to have the right amount of moisture when you go in. Too much moisture, it's not good. Too less of a moisture, it's not good either. So we have to have a balance. So with the cultivator, we got up to 2 months of control, 60 to 80% control, but it was species dependent. If you have any species that can survive a little bit of knockdown. If you still have the soil to root contact, it'll grow back. And we also changed the species composition in this particular vineyard. And you can see that the conizas are kind of tolerant to cultivation. And conizas, we already have a problem with glyphosate resistance. Now it's resistant to steel, too. So something to remember there. So this is like what happened. Like when you have a cultivator go through, if you have nutsedge already present in the vineyard, you're going to make the problem worse. You can see when we had cultivation followed by hand weeding up on your right corner, we changed the species composition to nutsedge. So we spread the nutsedge throughout the field. And we can see in the other plots it's not there. So that's something to keep in mind. This stinger machine, it is manufactured in Australia. It injects steam at about 450 degrees Celsius. That's the burner that you see here, and it's controlled by this box here, which has a computer, and it has a mind of its own. And it gave us a lot of problems, and the technology works great, but as I said, it has a mind of its own. And we have a one-sided stinging machine, and the manufacturers were offering us a two-sided one, and I didn't want to multiply our problems by two. So we stuck with one-sided. And you can see that it's pretty effective. It's pretty effective against sow thistle and cutweed. But then there are, again, species like coniza and some of the succulent species like red maids or calandrina and purslane. It's not very effective on those. And we got about 3 weeks of control and not great control, again, up to 30% control. And with the herbicide green match, we got, again, about 3 weeks of control. About 60% was about the best in these vineyards. So the reason was the weeds were probably too big for steam or the herbicide. So timing is an issue, as with any of the conventional herbicides. With the organic herbicides, it's an issue too. And the main point in this graph is that nothing beat the mechanical tools in terms of weed control. We had 80 to 90% control with the cultivator and French plow, and not quite anywhere near the steam and green match. And same, it was the same effect in the other site as well, but even worse, as we had less moisture at this site than the previous site. Then we did hand weeding, and these are students from Brazil, so the units you see are in Brazilian units, so they work pretty fast. So we can see that with the French plow, we were able to reduce hand weeding time by about 76%, with a cultivator about 60%, and with steam, we hardly, you know, it was similar to control. So we're still playing around with this problem of how to have it effectively deliver the steam. With the weed biomass, it was pretty much obvious that the mechanical tools, again, were the best and outperformed any of the other treatments that we had. And in the other vineyard, the wine vineyard that we're working on, as I said earlier, we changed the species composition to nutsedge, so none of the plots looked very different from each other. And we didn't get any significant differences at that site as far as weed biomass goes. Now, changing the topic to organic almond orchards, this was done on campus. We had an untreated control, steam, flaming with a propane flamer, herbicide green match, and another herbicide burnout. And this particular orchard system is more friendlier to this stinger machine, and we were able to work better on the system there. Propane flaming was a handheld propane flamer. Didn't take us too long. That's not a good idea to be flaming near in an urban area. So we had organic herbicides, clove oil, burnout, which is a mixture of clove oil and citric acid, and we also use green match. And that steam with after like 3 weeks after treatment, so we got better results in the almond orchard. So when the tool, the technology itself is great. When the steam works, it works. So we got about 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks of control. It just beats back the weeds. It burns off some of the weeds, but then you have grasses coming back. And this is, again, steam is better on winter weeds and the spring weeds, not quite great on the summer weeds. So we got good control, but again, the story was like there's no one-size-fits-all system for these orchards, and vineyards, you have to have a combination of techniques. Propane flaming gave us about 2 to 3 weeks of control. And as I said, it's a risk of fire hazard and creates a lot of smoke. And we are in a smoke-free zone in May, June. We have enough smog in the air, and we don't want to add any more. So it's dangerous. It's risky. So flaming, not a great idea after March in our area. Green match, like this was one of the better herbicides or best herbicides I've seen, an organic herbicide in terms of control. We got 90% control for almost 8 weeks. So that's like a long effect we had. It's a post-emergence burn down type of herbicide, but gave us good results. The other one, burnout, clove oil citric acid, also gave us 90% control for about 4 weeks. So good material there too. And although this is a busy slide, we took weed control biomass parameters every week, every month. So the main story out of this graph is that we had 3 to 4 weeks of weed suppression with steam. Now this is just for the almond orchard, 2 to 3 weeks with flame and 4 to 8 weeks with herbicides. And we also looking at the economics of using this different techniques. For example, this is the stinger. It uses about 7 to 8 gallons per hour of propane. And that's about 6 to 8 gallons per acre. We've also looked at the speed. Anywhere more than 2.5 miles per hour is almost like nothing. It won't do anything to the weeds. Cost of the machine was about $30,000. That's because it is like a prototype. It's not quite commercially available at the moment. They are looking at it. We looked at green match price about $35 a gallon, and we're looking at $110 an acre. Now this is if you broadcast it, and I think it would be better if you spot treat. You know, it has to be a combination of different techniques. There's no one size fits all, as I said. It has to be like we were able to see that vineyards, depends on what weed species you have out there, the moisture, the year, and all that. So although we looked at different methods, the mechanical tools were the best in terms of weed control in the vineyards, but we have to be aware of root injury. And if you have perennials like Johnson grass, nutsedge, you can shift the species composition to these type of weeds. And steam is good for about 3 weeks of weed control, not more than that. Again, it is season dependent. Size of weed is also important. And herbicides were more successful in the orchard trials than in the vineyard trials, but we're going to be continuing this work next year. And treatments had no effect like on water potential in the vineyard. So although we had all those weed densities, it didn't really show any effect on the water status of the grape. So it's kind of, you know, perennial crops are more tolerant to weeds, and they have higher thresholds. So, and the treatments, again, had no effect on crop yields either in the vineyards. So after all that labor and all the economics, I don't want to leave with the impression that it's not necessary to control weeds, but we didn't really see any economics in those orchards and vineyards. So I'd like to thank the funding agencies for this project, and also the students from Fresno State and from University of California. With that, if you have any questions, if I have any time.
Yep, there is time for a question or two.
No, I have received some requests to look at that, but we haven't tried that yet.
Integrating livestock in the system, grazing in between some of the strips.
They are doing some in Napa, Sonoma counties, but we haven't tried that at Fresno either. So.
Thank you. Right.
Yes, Kelly.
We've used steam to sterilize soil and stuff. Is there any thought? Are there any thoughts on on how it affects, you know, seeds that are on the soil surface and how much penetration you get of the soil with that steam?
With this one, it's only surface, but they are looking at. Yeah, we haven't looked at that, but I think Oleg was speaking after me. He has more experience with steam, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they are looking, like, there are a group of people looking at sterilization with steam. Yes?
Yeah, we had the best luck with mulching using pump hardwood mulch and then just spot treating with green mash. So I'm wondering if you thought about that too for the vineyard.
Right, those are good ideas. I think we are. This was the first year, so we are going to be adding some treatments next season.
Great. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.